gales with the wind at their back are in range for Tyler Mullen. 48 career field goals for Mullen, looking to crack that 50 threshold. Of course, his coach, Nick Libertor, team all-time record holder with 57. Multiple men in motion. Vraken is going to hand it off to Jerick Asari again, and Jerick Asari is going to fight forward, but will be stopped short of first down distance, which we could very well see a third and short conversion or a Tyler Mullen field goal. They are indeed going to bring Tyler Mullen onto the field, looking to make this a 44-11 ball game. As we have now crossed into the 3 o'clock window. And it's just the third quarter after a long injury delay. Mullen looking for career field goal 49. Let's see what he can do here. The snap is good, the kick is up. And that is right down Columbia Drive. As Mullen moves one step closer to 50 career field goals and restores a 33-point lead for the Gales. As the Queens defense will make their way back onto the field. Surrendered their first road touchdown late in the first half. And if I had a word to describe the defense today, unfortunately it would be undisciplined, but it hasn't burned them too much yet. But you can't play the truly great teams like that if you want to win. First and 10 from the 35. Ward was looking for a little bubble screen, but he saw Ashton Miller Melançon read it on the left and just skied it out of bounds. Actually a great heads-up play there from the rookie quarterback. You know, the mastermind was licking his chops. That wouldn't have just been an interception. That would have been six the other way. But heads up play from Emmett Ward sees that ball fall harmlessly to the turf. Second and 10 from the Waterloo 35. Ward has got multiple men in motion. He is going to look right. And a great completion there from Emmett Ward. On time and on target. So Waterloo picks up their first down of the second half. And it will see them just shy, about 8 yards away from midfield. So it'll be first and 10 from their own 48. Emmett Ward's first completion of the day. Number 8 for the black and gold, trying to lead what would be a huge comeback. Hand off to Vandeveen. And Vandeveen keeps his legs churning for a good gain, just shy of midfield. A couple Queens Gales dropping the shoulder, not proper form tackling, and Vandeveen takes advantage of that for his best run of the day. Looks like they'll give him about six. So the Warriors are just shy of midfield here. Second and 4 from their own 54. We have got Evan Basilega on the right-hand side, number 87 for the Warriors. Been quiet so far today. Multiple men in motion. It's going to be a handoff. And it's a good one for Vandeveen, who absorbs contact and keeps on moving. First down, Waterloo. Great to see some fight back here from the Warriors. Less than 6 minutes to go, and the clock is going to keep running today, folks. The clock will, I don't think, stop at any point. Try and get everybody out of here before something foolish happens. First and 10, Waterloo from Queens Territory, about the 46-yard line of the Gales. Ward is going to hand it off to Anthony Miller. And Anthony Miller is tackled up by Stephen Capea with number 33, Brandon Spence, coming in to help out on that tackle there. 5 yard gain means second and 5. 44-11 ball game here. Gales looking to move to 3-2 Waterloo trying to move to 2-3. They've got the work cut out for them, but it's a good drive here. Anthony Miller in the backfield. Ward, your quarterback for the second half. Ward is going to drop back to pass. He's going to tuck it and run. He makes OJ miss. And thankfully, we avoid any additional contact to the quarterback there as Ward, discretion, the better part of valor, slides ever so slightly short of the first, but it'll be third and very manageable. And Waterloo, why not? You should definitely go for it here. Less than 4.5 minutes ago in our third quarter, brought to you by the Queens Alumni Review. Gales looking for their third road win of the season. Still yet to pick one up at home. It's going to be a quarterback sneak, and I think Ward, with his 6'5 frame, will have enough for the first down. We will get the official ruling momentarily, but from my angle, I think with forward progress, he's probably close enough. Yes, indeed. And hey, credit to this Waterloo crowd. I thought by now we'd see people starting to head for the exits, but they are hanging tough with their hometown team here as they are looking to put up their second touchdown of the ball game. 3.5 minutes to go in quarter three, brought to you by the Alumni Review. Gales lead 44-11, but Waterloo is in Queens territory. First and 10 from the Gales 36. Another handoff to Van Devine. And the Gales have been unable to stop this power run game, this drive. Waterloo wanting it more right now. Trying to get this crowd back into the game here. So it'll be a second and 2 after a run up the middle by Roy Vandeveen. Ward has got 2 on the right, 3 on the left, but I expect, yes, they motion the H-back in. There'll be another handoff. And this is a good one for Vandeveen. As the Gales giving up a great deal in the middle of their defense, but they've put the run stoppers in now. Eric Johnston and Garong Ugwak looking to give the Gales a bit more of a run-focused fit defensively. Waterloo looking for touchdown number 2 in quarter number 3. With 2 minutes to go, they've killed a great deal of clock at the very least. We've got quads on the right-hand side for Ward. It is going to be another handoff up the middle. And a good gain for Anthony Miller, but not a particularly substantial one. So it'll be second and, I'm not sure. Yeah, second and goal from, I would wager, about the 8-yard line, as we do have a Waterloo player taking a knee. So let's throw one more time to the Queens Alumni Review. Each issue of the Queens Alumni Review contains in-depth stories by some of Canada's best journalists, incredible images by award-winning photographers, plus all the news you need to know about the Queens community. Our upcoming issue will feature exclusive stories about Queens' explosives test facility, the alumnus who is the new commissioner of the Canadian Football League, and a first-person essay by Rector Nikki Boychuk-Hale that explains why the J-Duck is really the heart of campus. Check your mailbox and your inbox mid-November for the next issue. Thank you to the Alumni Review. We are back live in Waterloo. Still have a player down, but thankfully it doesn't look like it's anything too serious. And also thankfully, so far, cooler heads have begun to prevail. The temperature here dropping down from both sides, which is no small relief for me, as we are going to clap this player off the field. Thankfully, nothing too serious. Second and goal coming up. Queens backed up against their own end zone here. Waterloo looking to put more points on the board. It is a 44-11 ball game. And I would suspect we'll probably see either Anthony Leo or Tyson Gooden and some of the Queens second team offense here. I'd like to see Jace Baldwin in the ball game personally. I think that would be quite interesting. Second and goal, passing look. Ward is going to look to the end zone. He's under pressure. He manages to avoid Eric Johnston. And Anthony Miller is stopped short. Great defensive effort as Miller tried to dive for the threshold, but Queen's not going to make it that easy. As it will be third and goal from the 1 yard line. Waterloo playing for points and pride. Queens trying to keep the Warriors out of the end zone. They're going to need some help with point differential in a possible tiebreaker situation. So still a lot to play for here. With less than a minute to go in our third quarter, Emmett Ward under center. Let's see if the Warriors have what it takes. It's going to be a handoff. Van Deveen is right on the cusp. Did he get it? I don't know. This is a 50-50 call, folks. Either way, I think the officials... Oh! It looks like... It is short. As the Gales, it certainly seems, have shut the Warriors down on their best drive of the game. Two consequential tackles on the 1 yard line. But it seems very likely that Waterloo will be getting at least 2 points here, I would suspect. Or we could see a 100 plus yard touchdown. Both have happened for this Queens team in the past. Let's see if they are actually going to run this out or if they're just going to take a knee. They are in an offensive formation. Breaking with the hard count, trying to get the Warriors to jump with 23 seconds to go here in our third quarter. Ethan Dahl in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff to Dahl. And Dahl is going to fight forward for a few yards there. And we will get one more play in our third quarter. And then we will be on our way to fourth and final quarter football action, barring something truly dramatic. Second and 6 for the Gales from about their own 5 yard line. 44-11 will be your third quarter score. Jared Kasari, oh my goodness. Jared Kasari breaking down the left-hand side of the field. Oh my goodness, Jared Kasari being pursued, but he is going to go. See ya! Jared Kasari, triple digits on the speedometer and on the odometer as wow, a career high for Jared Kasari out of the corner of his end zone, 90 plus yards. Me and my big mouth. Goodness gracious, as the Gales will hit 51. Or 51 to take us into our fourth quarter. And maybe I spoke it into existence. Well, you'll definitely see that one probably tomorrow morning, folks. As we've got laundry on the field again. Well, that is how you cap off a quarter. This game was just blown wide open by Jared Kasari. Who picked up his third rushing touchdown of the game. That is 20 on his career. Let's throw to a quick bit of music and then we'll be back with your fourth quarter of football action. Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday. You're listening to Gale's Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, fourth quarter football action, brought to you by the Grad Club. We are back. A rather eventful way to end our third quarter as Jared Kasari took the ball from his own 5-yard line all the way down for his third touchdown of the game, 20th on his career, as he is having another kind of career-defining performance here. As Waterloo will return this football to the 35. The Gales will move to 3-2. It's just a matter as if we're going to see any additional extracurriculars, any more points on the board. This game is over. Jared Kasari saw to that. But this might be a good chance to see some new looks from the defense, new players on offense. Still a lot that we can mine from today's performance. 51-11 ball game. Gale's going to win their 10th straight against the Warriors. Ward passing on first down over the middle. Oh, John Korskaden. He wanted that one. That would have been his fourth pick in two games. But it bounces off his belly welly and hits the turf. Second and 10 coming up. I will say this much. Warriors have done a good job of limiting turnovers today. It'll be second and 10 from the 35. Anthony Miller, the main tailback, three on the right-hand side for Emmett Ward. He's going to look over the middle. That's probably pass interference, but it goes uncalled. Interesting. Fair enough. John Korskaden must have gotten there simultaneous to the ball. Definitely played the body. Two and out for the Warriors. Kind of an eerily similar score to last year's homecoming clash. That was 54-7. This is 51-11. Jace Baldwin back to return. Seen some flashes of explosiveness and brilliance from Baldwin today. Let's see if he's going to get something good to work with here. Nice high arcing punt from Swain. Bounces off Baldwin, but it's either recovered by the Warriors or recovered by Ian St. Arnaud. All right, let cooler heads prevail here. Definitely a bit of a late shot from the Warriors. We're waiting for the official ruling. There is going to be a flag on Waterloo. But Queens, it looks like, I have no idea. I have no idea. It looks like the defense is heading onto the field. And that's what I'm saying, folks. It's been a sloppy game from the Gales. They're winning. But if you do this against Laurier, you do this against Western, you won't be. So Waterloo gets the ball, but they are going to move back 15 yards. So they're basically going to start this drive where they ended their last one. Maybe about 10 yards ahead. So in other words, just a very roundabout way of getting to a first down for the Warriors. Gales now with two turnovers, an interception, and then a fumble. Waterloo looking to get something going in our fourth quarter, brought to you by the Grad Club. You already heard about some of the great events on offer. Hand off to Van Deveen. James Gillingham with the tackle there. And Anthony Leo is warming up on the sidelines, so I suspect we'll see number 7 in for the next offensive series, whenever that may be. Second and 4 for the Warriors at the Gales' 53-yard line. Emmett Ward, your quarterback, to finish things out today. Looks like that is Van Deveen beside him in the backfield. Handoff up the middle. Gales ready for it this time. Very short gain, if any at all. And I imagine we are going to see a third and short attempt. You may recall before Jared Kasari's long touchdown that Waterloo was stopped on third and goal from the 1. Let's see if they can pull it off third and 2 from the Gales 51. We're either going to see a handoff to Van Deveen or a very quick pass. Gales loaded up, ready for war, multiple men in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Van Deveen, and I don't think he's going to get it. That should be a turnover on downs. I am pretty confident in that. So the Gales should be taking back over on offense at their own 50-yard lines or somewhere thereabouts. I don't think you need to call it the chains. I can see it from here. So Anthony Leo in the ball game. We saw him last week look good in action in the fourth quarter against Toronto. He's got a 40-point lead to work with, 51-11. Carter Martin, number 92, getting some props for helping to gum up the A-gap on that third and short. So Anthony Leo with Ethan Dahl beside him, multiple men in motion on the right-hand side. Hand off to Dahl. Great ankle tackle there from the Warriors. Stopping Dahl well short. And great sportsmanship as well. Number 51. Good job, kid. Way to make the tackle. That's Krug. And then a little attaboy afterwards. That is what I'm talking about. Love to see that. Second and 8 coming up for the Gales from about their own 51-yard line. Logan Walton, Cedric Smith on the left. Preston Martin split out wide on the right. Leo is going to drop back to pass. Finds Ethan Dahl, and Ethan Dahl, so dangerous, but he will be short of first down yardage. They love slipping him out on those little crossing routes out of the backfield. Third and short. Gales are going to punt this one away into the wind. We will be back to our regularly scheduled programming as soon as this game has concluded. I'll be hitting the road trying to get back to Kingston in relatively good time. Matt Driver on to punt this one away. If you're just joining us, Gales up big in the fourth quarter. Going to secure their third road win of the season. Good punt from Driver. Hangs a little bit in the wind. Fielded. Tackled up. Oh, as we have a medical situation in the stands here. Oh, boy. We're hoping the excitement in the stands is something minor. I am not going to speculate. I'm going to just mind my own business here, but it looks like they're okay.
On our way.
Yep. It'll be a first down for the Warriors. Thank you. as we've got a couple Queens staff here to help tend to situation in the stands. First and 10, Warriors.
Yeah, we got center control,
yes. From like the 33-yard line, Ward. Play action pass there. Brandon Spence, great tackle in open field. First and 10, Waterloo. Less than 10 minutes remain. It's good. In our final quarter of action here. Situation in the stands is under control, if you're curious. Good to see that. And everybody working together here to take good care of the individual requiring assistance. First and 10 for Emmett Ward. Under pressure, steps up, diving, running for his life. Great run there from Emmett Ward. Well done, young man. The Gales have been close to securing sacks today, but the elusive Warrior QBs have just been ever so slightly out of grasp. So a second and about a yard. A lot of great work there from Emmett Ward to put his team in a very good position here on second down. Anthony Miller beside him in the backfield. Going to be a handoff to Miller. Miller is going to have enough for the first, or very close to it. I think indeed he will get that first down. Great job there. Waterloo hanging tough. No matter what the results are from today's game, the Warriors have made this Gales team earn every inch and really, I think, made a fine accounting for themselves. Building up momentum as they head into the second half of their season. We've got quads on the right-hand side. That is four eligible receivers, although Evan Basilega is moving across to the left. Rollout, play-action pass, flag is down. Great tackle from Wilson Heslop. But there is a flag down, albeit not in the backfield, more so towards where the ball was caught. Just waiting for the official's word. Oh, on the Gales. I think illegal use of hands declined. First down. So it'll be first and 10 for Waterloo from the Queen's 36-yard line. Thank you to our title sponsor, the Grad Club. We have gone way over our allotted time today, given a pretty scary situation that I still don't have an update for you on. But we have got multiple men in motion for Emmett Ward. He's going to hand it off to Anthony Miller, and Miller is going to be slowed up by a number of Gales. Stephen Capea first on the scene. As Miller is stopped up on first, setting up a second and long for the Warriors. Tremendous day for Jared Kasari, my offensive player of the game. Defensively, it's been a little harder to divine, but I might go with Eric Johnston because when he is on the field, he is completely limited. He has shut down this Warriors running game. Special teams, I was going to give it to Jace Baldwin, then he fumbled it away, so it might have to be Tyler Mullen. Second and 10 from the Queens 36, passing down over the middle, but well high. So I imagine we'll see Evan Astolfo here, or they'll go for it. I guess in for a pound, in for a penny. Third and 10, and it does indeed look like the Warriors are going to go for it. Can't say I blame them. Good chance to run some blank and long offensive plays. Thankfully, things have cooled off a great deal here in the stands. Third and 10, Ward trying to get the Gales jump, and you know it's a passing down, so the pass rush should be pinning their ears back here. Ward under pressure. He is rolling right. Oh, and he's just going to be pushed out of bounds. Some of the rookie indecision on display there. Great play by Brandon Spence. just a good quality football play. No reason for the jawing. He pushed him out of bounds. It was clean, and that's a turnover on downs. So the Gaels will take over on their own 36-yard line. Thank you to our fourth quarter and title sponsor, the Grad Club. Talk about some of those outstanding recurring events like Open Stage Drag, and then their weekly trivia every Thursday at 8 p.m. Lord knows I've spent a good amount of time at each of these events. First and 10, handoff to Isaiah Adams. Adams is stopped up. We'll find a little bit of forward progress up the middle on his second effort. But now the big thing is just play smart, guys. Don't do anything stupid. I honestly maybe wouldn't even celebrate the win. I might just get out of town, because I don't think, even though it is a traditional occurrence, I don't think the oil thigh will be a big hit today. So we'll see if that is an audible is called there. Second and 7. Thankfully, those sirens are just for a fire truck, folks. No, not another ambulance. 5.5 minutes to play in our fourth and final quarter. Gale's up big. Leo dropping back to pass. He's got time. He had Matt Camillo, but Camillo dropped it. So it'll be a 2-and-out for the Gaels. Pass from Leo was on the money, but I think there was just a little delay in timing, so Camillo wasn't able to secure that one. And so Matt Driver will be punting into the wind. Last time his punt got caught up in the wind, hung high for what felt like an eternity before finally dropping. And this is another one that's going to get caught in the wind before being caught by a warrior. But what an outstanding individual effort there from Alex Tuck. Great special teams tackle by Tuck. He is another one of these outstanding special teams players that the Gaels have on this kick coverage unit. And folks, as a reminder, stay tuned to our regularly scheduled programming. We'll also have a special promo hyping up the Gaels' next game against York, which will come to you live from Richardson Memorial Stadium next Saturday, September 27th, 3 p.m. kickoff there. We had a 1 p.m. start today. First and 10 for the Warriors. Emmett Ward over the middle. Oh, great pass by Ward, but it is dropped. Oh, and Jacob Baldwin, a little bit of incidental contact. So we got a couple Gaels taking a knee. Baldwin, as he was pursuing the receiver landed on his back and just accidentally spiked him. Total accident, freak thing. Baldwin getting tended to there. Likely either got the wind knocked out of him or might be singing in a higher key later. We don't know for sure as of yet. Hopefully the former, not the latter. So let's throw to one more ad from Grad.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
We've got Big G, Grong Ooglak, being assisted off the field, moving a little gingerly, but it doesn't look to be anything too serious. And Jacob Baldwin took a little bit of incidental contact. And he is also making his way off the field. So second and 10 from the Waterloo 40. Emmett Ward with multiple men in motion. He was incomplete on first. Let's see what he can do on second. Picked off! Jeremy Hiscox breaking right. And Jeremy Hiscox, if he gets a block, he very well could. Great tackle from from Emmett Ward, but number 46 with a great read over the middle for his first career interception. And he has got the Gales in great starting field position. Way to make a play, Jerry. So it'll be first and 10 from the Waterloo 12. Gales looking to put more points on the board in a game that has had no shortage of them. Ethan Dahl, your primary tailback here. Cedric Smith in the slot. If they're going to throw it, I think they'll look to Seti. He has been so sure-handed today. Ethan Dahl moving beside Anthony Leo. He's going to stay into pass block. Leo is going to roll left. He is going to keep it himself. He gets a block from Logan Walton, but he is pushed out of bounds. Good heads-up play from Leo and Walton there. They connected last year in Western around this time on a great touchdown pass. Leo that time showing off his mobility, picking up about six on first, setting up a second and four. Gales lead it huge, but looking to make it even bigger. And once again, kind of surprised nobody has left early. Credit to the Waterloo fans. Hand off to Ethan Dahl. Great tackle at the goal line. Dahl, I think, is going to have enough for a first down, but he is denied the touchdown. Yes, indeed. First and goal coming up. And we have Russell Weir. He has the gloves on, but I don't know if he'll be moving under center to take this one. Russ in the slot. Ethan Dahl. You know, he is their primary goal line back. But I think
didn't start it.
We have the play whistled dead for the maybe 3 minute. Oh, yeah, clock being reset to 3:01. So the 3 minute warning. Gale's going to move to 3-2. And they have three more regular season games on the schedule. September 27th, 3 p.m. against the York Lions at home. October 4th, 1 p.m. against the Guelph Griffins. And Ethan Dahl, low pad level, high success rate as he scores his first touchdown of the game. 57-11 with Tyler Mullen on to try and make it 58. As the Gales, first couple weeks, a prolific passing offense, primarily getting it done with the ground and pound here today. As they will cruise to a bit of a tumultuous road victory, but a road victory all the same. As we have got laundry all over the field, Mullen actually hit the cherry picker on his kick, but we had flags down. 5-yarder on the Gales, so Mullen will have to kick that one again. Was one heck of a kick, for what it's worth. As I start to break down my game day gear here, as we are well within the final phases of today's contest. So, let's do this all over again. Mullen maybe going to kick it down the camera lens of the cherry picker this time. Ah, nowhere close, but he makes it. So, Queens up to 58. As we have another player down on the turf. Your guess is as good as mine. But now we are starting to see a very understandable egress of the outstanding Waterloo faithful, who have been such a great crowd, especially in the second half here. I'm glad that the temperatures dropped, because you hate to see a great game, you know, tarred with unfortunate moments. But this has been a banner day for the Gales ground game in particular. Jared Kasari with two long touchdowns, two of the longest of his illustrious Queens career. Cedric Smith lighting up the highlight reel with a one-handed grab.
Flag on the kickoff.
Also tallied his first touchdown of the season, as the Gales are going to be moving well back on their kickoff. So Tyler Mullen, kicking into the wind, is going to kick this from his 40. So we may see, yes, a bit of a short hanger caught at the 25. And the Waterloo returner getting loose, Ian St. Arnaud, trying to strip the ball and then sealing a good fundamental wrap tackle. Ian St. Arnaud deprived what would have been his second interception of the season a little bit earlier. But nobody you can blame but the Gales, as it was an offside. So it'll be first and 10 for the Warriors from their own 52-yard line. So we are going to see, ooh, a bit of a low snap, but fielded well by Ward. Handoff up the middle. Tackled up for a short gain right at the midfield mark. As we will get second and 7. And it probably will be another handoff. Less than 2.5 minutes to go here. Gales Game Day, brought to you proudly by the Grad Club, our title sponsor. So here we go, second and actually 6. Ward with a nice completion on the left-hand side, out of bounds for first down yardage. Ward has played pretty darn well in short notice football here. Not easy to do, but he's made a solid accounting for himself with 2 minutes to go here in our fourth and final quarter of football action. We have trips on the right-hand side, Twins on the left. Ward under pressure, throwing it, good completion. Kind of surprised there's no flag, but at this point in the game, doesn't really matter all that much. So a good pass and catch for Ward there. Gain of about 5 or so. So second and 5 coming up from the Gales 39. If you're just joining us, Queens up big. 58-11, looking to close out their third road victory of the season. Ward is going to hand it off to, oh, new runner on the score sheet for us. That's Brandon Riggin, the Georgetown product, for a short gain there. Although we are going to see another third and blank, I think third and 3 from Queens 38. Warriors have the wind at their back. Riggin, your tailback. Emmett Ward, your quarterback. 3 on the left-hand side, 2 on the right. Ward is going to pass over the middle. There you go. Great completion, kid. First down, Warriors. You gotta like what you're seeing out of this rookie quarterback, number 8. It'll be first and 10 from the Queens 28. We have 60 in-game seconds on the clock. As a reminder, folks, don't expect any social media clips tonight. I got a long drive ahead of me. Ward throwing this one. Another good catch by the Warriors. Good gain. As it will pick up another first down for Waterloo. So here we go. First and 10 from the Queen 17. Would be great for the morale of this football team to throw a touchdown on at the end of this game. Oh, Ward fumbles it, picks it back up. He's under pressure. Eli Bennett will track and record the sack. Well done by Eli Bennett, number 58 for the tricolor. Coming in off the edge. Pick up his first sack of the ball game as we do have a Waterloo player down. Doesn't look like anything, well, like a broken record. Too serious, we certainly hope. So, let's throw to one final word from the Grad Club.
Blame me.
Here are two outstanding recurring events at the Grad Club. The Grad Club Weekly Trivia is every Thursday at 8 p.m. Sponsored by the Society of Graduate and Professional Students, Grad Club Trivia is the perfect blend of challenging, skill-testing questions and irreverent pop culture queries, sure to delight all comers. The first Wednesday of every month is also the Open Stage Drag Night at the Grad Club. Open Stage Drag, the most slay way to spend a Wednesday.
Thank you again to our title sponsor, The Grad Club. You know them, you love them, and hopefully you can't get enough of them. Warrior player making their way off the field, so we will get a second and 20 from the Gales 27 after a 10-yard sack on first and 10 from Eli Bennett. Ward is going to drop back. He's under pressure from Bennett again. What a pass over the middle from Ward. Great completion there to get them back into scoring territory. Gotta like what you see from Ward. He has played well when they've needed him to. Only the one mistake, really. As we have got a handoff that will be tracked down just short of the Gales goal line. But it will be enough for a first down. So Waterloo looking to get one final thrust across the line here. Bit of a miscommunication, but it might not matter. Ward trying to get the angle taken down, and they are going to have time for one final play. Oh, there is a flag down. Ward would have been sacked. We'll see what this flag is all about. As the Gales well on their way to a win, and we'll be going directly back to CFRC Studios at the conclusion of this final play. Because, well, I am over my time, so it was an offside, so it'll be first and goal from the 1 yard line. There you go. And that touchdown will give the crowd something to cheer about as Queens locks up the win. It'll be a 58-18 final here in Waterloo. And we've got the score. Ottawa playing Laurier tough. And wow, a defense with the stop on the goal line to win Laurier. A hard-fought game against the GGs. Maybe they are for real. Certainly giving Laurier their best game of the season. But still falling short all the same. as the Gales prevail 58-18. Thank you so much for tuning in today, folks. This is Jesse Bell signing off from Warrior Stadium and wishing you all nothing but the best.
Saturday, September 27th, the Queens Gales host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. The Queens Gales are looking for their first home win of the 2025 season. Meanwhile, the York Lions no longer just play for pride. They are actively on the hunt for their first playoff appearance in well over a decade. It's the Upstarts versus the Icons, David versus Goliath. It's the York Lions and the Queens Gales live on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in at 2:45 for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 3 p.m. kickoff.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a selection from Seth W. J. Hunt's new album, Almost Famous, Almost 25, a collection of songs about heartbreak, anxiety, and the search for self-worth. Written in New York City and recorded in Kingston, the album tells stories of love, loss, and trying to find where you fit in. The music is honest and melodic, blending raw emotion with classic influences from The Strokes, Ryan Adams, The Cure, Oasis, and The Beatles. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Almost Famous, Almost 25 by Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it now called Lose My Head with us here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
I think I like this line. I think you like it too. Sit in the park, people watching, I'll talk shit to you. Sunsets are getting lonely, sunsets are getting dull. But you're still here beside me, so I'll cherish everyone. I know they're thinking about my drinking, say I need to cool it or you're gonna lose it. And I laugh. You and I will enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play by the Grateful Dead. You and I see the skyline. Now we're getting in my bed. That guy is probably right. From all the times I snuck into your house late at night. Your mother says she loves me, I know she really does. Put on our favorite songs and burn down the neighborhood. You and I enjoy these times before I go and lose my head. While the song
times before I go and lose my head. While the songs play by the grateful dead, you and I see the skyline, and now we're getting in my bed. And I'll promise you I'll try not to lose my head.
Oh, hey, Boomer, radio guy. You're looking pretty good. Long time no see.
Stack them eights, yo-yo. Feel free to let your tongue down and hammer away with words that make you feel good.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what that means, but now that I've seen you, I wanted to tell you, I got my own radio show. It's on Saturday mornings from 8 till 10. It's called Making Bacon.
Hey, Beaver, the place to get help is on Channel 9, and I'll do a 10-5 about that motion lotion all over this here slab.
I don't know what that means, but I don't think you should be saying stuff like that.
Keep the shiny side up and the dirty side down.
Okay, whoa, okay, look, it's just Saturday mornings from 8 until 10. Check it out, Making Bacon, CFRC 101.9.
Idle talk is a nuisance. Get out there and do it to it. Love and kisses.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours! One, two, three, four! One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
One, two, three, four!
Here, check the bomb!
Well, well, look who it is. It is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. We've been doing this for 24 years. You join me every week for this two-hour mixtape where we celebrate and amplify voices that need to be heard. Coming up in the first hour of the program, I've got new music on the way from U.S. Girls, new music from Patty Griffin. I've got Lucinda Williams, Waxahachie on the way. I have music coming up from Hole, as well as music from new music from Wet Leg. We are going to kick off the entire two-hour mixtape doubling down on our motto. We say every week that Girly So Groovy is dedicated to the women who rock, while Penny and the Pits are absolutely women who rock. Penny and the Pits are a grungy garage punk quartet based out of St. John, New Brunswick. The band conjures up 1990s riot girl and alternative rock energy on their debut album, Liquid Compactor. It's an album that processes feminist joy, rage, and revenge, making their Girly So Groovy radio debut. Let me introduce Penny and the Pits.